It was a surprising turnaround for the National Football League as Commissioner Roger Goodell apologized for not taking the players' concerns about racism seriously. This followed a video by players asserting the right to peacefully protest as protests spread across the country in the wake of the death of George Floyd at the hands of a white Minneapolis police officer. Mike Lurie is an East Coast sports writer and commentator for Delmarva Public Radio.
Well, I think it's startling to a lot of people. You see the headline, stunning reversal on the NFL's part, and I think it speaks to a couple of things, which primarily I think is how different, how much in the fabric of the entire country this current wave of protests really is. We've seen this, you know, for basically 2 weeks now. We're seeing protests that are so mixed in race and covering so many different demographics of the country. What really seemed to be a tipping point was the video that African-American NFL players released on Friday that was, you know, very professionally done and powerful, talking about, you know, I could be George Floyd. This can so easily happen to me, and the league took notice.
Is it just simply the atmosphere that you think that has changed, and what kind of repercussions do you think it has for the fans?
You know, the NFL might be more willing to note its culpability, which is going to offend certain aspects of American society, and certainly say that, you know, the base of supporters for President Trump have been aligned with the very negative reaction toward the protests that occurred in 2017. You saw that with the Baltimore Ravens, who were taking a knee in London when they were playing there, just when Donald Trump had come out with the very heated comments, using some foul language about players' actions at that time, and you were seeing, you know, half-empty stands at Ravens games. Well, we're going to have, you know, easily half-empty stands, it would seem now, because of the coronavirus pandemic. So a cynic could say, you know, what risk from a how-does-it-look kind of standpoint, you know, is there for the NFL in terms of bodies in the seats? Having said that, I think it is a genuine reaction from the league. I think that moment, coupled with others in recent months of police brutality and you know, essentially killings, are hitting a chord that where even the commissioner of the NFL had to really stand up and take notice. You know, marrying that with what his own star players are saying. And just as we're starting this week, we're hearing that Adrian Peterson of the Washington Redskins, you know, has had a great career. He's on the backside of that career, that he, I think, quote, definitely would be taking a knee. And it will be interesting to see how some of the owners, the 32 people who employ Commissioner Goodell, respond. Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys has been traditionally a hardliner. So there are a lot of things to follow that will be interesting to watch.
Mike Lurie is an East Coast sports writer and commentator for Delmarva Public Radio. In our next segment, we take a broader look at race and the sports world. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.